Oh fuck yeah.
It's Wisecracking with Winter.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a day that ends in Y, and it's time for Wisecracking with Winter. You know what? This is kind of a special show. I'm going to open with a different song and do that again. Hold on. Yeah. You're probably wondering why I'm bothering to open with this. Well, that would be because I have one of the beautiful people here in studio with me today, kids. Victoria's back! Victoria's here. Hi, Victoria. How you doing?
Aw, that was about the sweetest thing you've said to me in a long time.
Oh, I know.
It's usually do the dishes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back into the fun house.
Well, thank you. I never left.
That's true. You do never leave here, do you?
Not very often.
No.
No.
Well, it's your turn in the rotation, and we have a lot to talk about.
Yes, we do.
There's a lot going on. Do you want to talk about Trump right now or just wait?
Can we wait? Why must we always go there?
Well, if he stopped doing dumb things, I wouldn't talk about him anymore.
Right. And if you stopped doing dumb things, then I wouldn't have to talk to you either.
Yeah. And there wouldn't be a show, though.
That's so true.
Right?
Yes.
We'll talk about Trump later. Stay tuned to the end of the episode.
Great. I'll stay right here.
So here's my top thing today. Why is everybody running around everywhere like there's no pandemic? Why is that? Why does everybody think that the pandemic just all of a sudden disappeared?
Because it's not a pandemic. It's a plandemic.
It's not a plannedemic.
What? That's what all of the YouTube channels tell me.
That's true. If you're getting your news from YouTube, stop now. I'll wait.
Oh.
These are the people at home.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Turn it off. Never look at it again, because there is no news on YouTube worth watching. Now, there's plenty of cockroaches out there that like looking to YouTube for their news. There's cockroaches that believe in conspiracy theories. There's cockroaches that believe all of their constitutional rights are being trampled. And worst of all, there's cockroaches out there that won't wear a mask anywhere, because they think that their constitutional rights are being infringed upon.
That's a crock of shit.
You know, I heard something really smart the other day.
It wasn't from a cockroach.
It was not. No, it wasn't. But it did say, if you are believing the doctors who have no publicity except for their own YouTube page, then you're believing the wrong thing. You should listen to the people who are out there who have the research that is published, that people are willing to put on the news, not somebody on their own YouTube channel who believe in alien or demon sperm or whatever there is.
Where did you read that?
I think I actually heard it. It was probably on Facebook.
I wonder if that's America's now number one most trusted news source. It's not CNN. It's not Fox. It's not Bloomberg. It's Facebook.
Well, sort of. You have to look, if you're looking at Facebook, you have to see where the information is coming from, right? You can't just some random source. It has to be from something reputable.
Right.
You know, the Washington Post, USA Today.
Right, right.
Fox News.
Fox News.
Yeah. Those are all great sources.
I just don't understand. I mean, I know everybody doesn't want to watch CNN. Everybody doesn't want to pick up the local newspaper or head to startribune.com here in the Twin Cities. Or if you're really old, like my dad, get the paper delivered to your house.
And then throw it all around the living room.
Right. Mm-hmm. And get your news that way, because they believe that's all the false media, fake news. I mean, who do you trust then? Who do you trust?
I ain't sure.
If all the major media outlets are what's compromised,
right?
Then who do you trust?
You know, that is actually a question I don't have an answer to, because I'm not sure there's anyone that you can trust completely. You have to take everything with a grain of salt nowadays.
You can't be a cockroach and go to YouTube for your news.
No. Local news. I try to get most of my news from local news.
Maybe local or national news. Like your national news on a, you know, one of the broadcast networks.
Right.
At 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, your ABC, your CBS, NBC.
This morning I watched it at 4 a.m.
Yeah. Do you feel like it's actual news and not like when you're watching something like Anderson Cooper, whom I like, who you don't
you
like.
You made me listen to.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of opinion in there.
It was 95% opinion. It was all opinion. That was not news. It was not news. It was all opinion.
It was the news according to Anderson.
Right, but he doesn't create the news. He should be reading the news.
He is reading the news and then commenting as he's reading.
No, he wasn't. He was just commenting. He was not reading anything. It was all comment. It was how he felt about things that were sort of in the news, but not even really in the news. He was just taking a bunch of events, generalizing them, and putting his commentary into it.
Do you think that the COVID-19 is still a problem? That it's out of control in some places?
It is out of control, and it's going to be a problem in more places. Minneapolis today.
Oh, breaking news?
Yeah, breaking news. Where's your breaking news music?
I add that later.
Ugh. You're so talented.
You're welcome.
Minneapolis today decided to shut down bars again starting on Saturday. Now, they're not shutting down the bars. From what I read, you can't be up at the bar. You have to be seated. A server has to come to you. There's no mingling around the bar, dance club, whatever it is. If it's a bar and restaurant, there will be nobody sitting up at the bar.
How are you supposed to use your cheesy pickup lines?
You're not going to for right now.
They only work when you're, you know, bellied up to the bar. You I see know. A nice gal and you say, hey, nice pants.
Yeah.
Or they look great on my bedroom floor.
Right.
Or.
Okay, that's enough. We don't need to hear any more of your cheesy pickup lines. God. That's a whole nother topic.
Anyway. So you agree that COVID-19 is still a huge problem.
It is, and it's getting worse.
Now, what about the people, like the cockroaches that just watch YouTube? They don't know any of this. They're just going off what they see. Or the people that just watch Fox, all they hear about is Biden is certifiable.
Hey, wait.
And we need to be nice to cops. Do they ever talk about COVID-19?
They do. I watch Fox News. They do talk about COVID. They absolutely do. People that are being crazy are getting their news from random websites, random doctors. Have you seen, who is that lady that she was saying there's a cure, but she also believes in demons, like demon sperm or something?
Isn't that somebody Trump hired?
I don't know.
To replace Fauci?
No.
Oh.
No.
I heard he was replacing him with some guy that...
He's not replacing him.
Oh, he's not?
No.
Oh, then I heard fake news.
What?
Well, I don't want to be a cockroach and just say whatever I want.
Yeah.
So if that's incorrect, then that's incorrect.
So here's the thing about masks. People are saying that you can't wear a mask all day. It's going to make you sick. Doctors, nurses do it all the time, right? False news. That's fake news. People are saying it's not going to protect you anyway. It's not to protect you. It's to protect everybody around you. If everybody wore a mask, everybody would be protected, right? Just like a condom.
It makes sense. Right.
Protect the person next to you.
You hear about a lot of people that are wearing the mask, but they were like wearing it around their chin.
Yeah, I've been seeing that lately. I saw a lady today in the gas station who had it around her neck.
That's like putting a condom on your balls and expecting it to work.
Right. It's not going to work. And they know it's not going to work, but they don't care because they don't care about anyone else but themselves. And that's what we're running into.
Is that the definition of a cockroach?
It is the definition of a cockroach.
Oh.
They're slimy and they're gross and you can't kill them off, unfortunately.
And they run when you shine the light on them.
They do. They absolutely do. But they're full of fake knowledge, let me tell you.
They are. So watch out for the cockroaches in your life. Don't listen to them when they say don't wear a mask and that COVID-19 is fake. It's very real.
And it's killing people. And it's, now,
yes,
it used to be the old people's thing. But now the highest rate is, you know, 21 to 30-year-olds.
The kiddos running to the bar.
Right. And before you know it, it's going to be the kids at school.
Right.
But all of these parents are out there who also, it's funny, all these parenting groups that I'm in, they're all complaining that the kids need to go back to school. The kids need to go back to school. Everything is fine. Kids don't get infected. But do you really think that that's it? Or do you think they're done with their kids? They want their kids in school. And what about the teachers and the lunch ladies and the substitute teachers and the school nurses? They're all adults who are around your germy kids.
Here's the only problem I see with kids staying home other than them driving their parents nuts is the parents have to go to work.
They do. You're right.
Okay, who's going to stay home with little Billy and little Johnny and little Tamika and help them with their schoolwork during the day if mom and dad have to go to work?
Right. And that's hard to figure out. But here's the other problem. Kids and schools are petri dishes, right?
What's a petri dish for those of us that didn't go to science class and instead cut and went over to the
germs.
Local bar?
We're growing germs. We are growing lots and lots of germs in school.
Oh.
The flu runs rampant around school, and so does strep, and so do colds, and kids do not keep their hands to themselves, and they're not going to keep masks on. There is no way. We're going to get teachers sick, and once a teacher is sick, that whole class has been exposed, and once the whole class is exposed, they're all out of school anyway for 2 weeks.
So do you think we should keep the kids home this school year?
I don't think we should the whole school year, but I think until we get a handle on what's going on, I think that Minneapolis, who has announced that that's what they're planning on doing for phase one, has it right. They are going to open up the schools for high-risk kids, for kids who need tutoring, for the ones who's, you know, who have to be there so that they can keep it small numbers. And the rest of them are going to work at home for right now. And they're hoping by October, November, then they can get them back in school.
That is the goal.
Yes.
Well, this show has been super funny so far.
Yeah, isn't it great?
Yeah, I think it's been really good.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, you're in charge of making it funny. I'm in charge of telling you the news.
Yeah.
So, moving along off of that, did you know that Paul went to Wisconsin?
Ugh, I know he invited us to come there with him.
Why would producer Paul go to Wisconsin? Wisconsin is like, it's like going to the Smoky Mountains.
Well, it's the same guy who throws swinger parties in his pool while on a podcast. So
I guess I should clear that up. There was no actual swinger party going on at Paul's pool.
What?
Those were just sound effects. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it.
Yeah, it was fake.
You had me fooled.
Yeah, I was just having fun.
Oh.
Yes, I know.
You mean not everything in the show is real?
That's right. Ugh. Yeah, I should really put out a disclaimer next time. You know?
So, well, I was hoping to get invited.
Sorry.
Shoot.
Would you advise travel right now?
No.
To Wisconsin?
Anything,
even if there is no pandemic?
Do you
would
know
you go?
That if you leave the state, you have to quarantine for 14 days? So he just left the state.
He did.
To go to Wisconsin.
He did.
Of all places.
He did.
I hope he at least got some good cheese and got some good Packer gear.
He said he sat around and ate cheese curds all week.
Oh, not cheese curds. Those are fried. You can't even taste them. Like cheese. Like real cheese.
Like real cheese curds that aren't fried.
Well, that would be fine too.
And then he sat in a pool with other people.
Surprise. No. No.
And Paul, see, but he said that there was social distancing in the pool.
Yeah. Well, there's chlorine, but I can't see that he social distanced the whole time he was there.
You don't think he did?
No. Isn't he the one that yelled at you for going to get pizza?
He did.
Okay.
Producer Paul yelled at me for going to a pizza place and picking up a pizza.
To go.
And bringing it home.
And he also, that was the same day we went and walked in the park, right?
That's right. He wasn't a big fan of that either.
Right.
But he can go to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Good job, Paul. What a double standard that is, right?
Paul, don't call us if you're sick with the COVID.
That's right. You sit there in your own mess and try to learn from it. About going to Wisconsin and running around with the cheeseheads and drinking their stupid beer. Mm.
Now, that's true. If he got to drink Spotted Cow, then maybe it was worth
it. I'm pretty sure he drank that all week.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Maybe it was worth it then, getting the COVID.
Do you think people are losing their civil liberties? That's what all the patriots are screaming about. It's against my freedoms and my civil liberties to be wearing a mask.
Okay.
The government can't tell me what to do. I don't want the government ruining my life and tracking me and telling me what to do.
The government tells you have to wear pants in a store, right? Or shoes.
Uh-huh.
So the mask is no different. No different. And they track you anyway. If you have a smartphone, they're tracking you.
They are.
I know.
I think that's what all these freedom fry fighters forget.
Yeah. Do you think that it's all freedom fry fighters?
Mostly, 99%. Freedom fryers.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You don't think?
No, I think that you think that because you are hardcore on one side. So you...
I'm on America's side.
Yeah.
That's whose side I'm on.
You know what?
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I don't claim any political party.
You're definitely a dandy. There's no doubt in my mind.
You think I'm making fun of Republicans.
You are.
I'm not.
And I, as everybody knows, am a Republican. And I am also a mask wearer.
Oh.
I know.
Well, those are Republicans that I like.
Oh.
I like those Republicans.
Well, there's a lot of us out there who care about other people.
Not on Facebook.
Oh, my gosh. Facebook isn't real.
America's number one news source.
Would you quit using my words against me?
Fair and balanced. That's Facebook.
Well, I suppose you have the crazies on one side and you have the crazies on the other side.
The crazies are the cockroaches.
Right.
Those are the ones not wearing masks.
But there are crazies on the other side, too. There are the crazies who,
You're not talking about Portland, are you?
That's a whole nother story.
That's a giant mess. I don't understand Portland at all.
I've been trying to ignore Portland. I mean, it's just a little shit stain on the map anyway.
Wow. There goes the one fan in Portland that I had. He's like, you know what? I'm going down to the protest. F this show. I ain't listening anymore. F you, winners. And yeah. Veronica, Victoria, whatever your name is. What do you want? Like once a month? Click. Delete. Unsubscribed.
Wow.
Unsubscribed.
Are you sad?
Well, I'm going to miss them.
Yeah. So what do you think of Portland? How many times have you been there?
0.0.
What do you know about it? They're a bunch of hippies.
I like the show Portlandia. It was on IFC.
Never heard of it.
It was a skit show. Every skit was based in Portland. Really funny.
Everybody was depressed.
No. They're just very crunchy.
It's
very granola.
Very.
And I get the protesting, the whole Black Lives Matter thing. I get it. It happened here in Minneapolis, and then it spread.
I know, and they've been protesting over there for a long time.
Yes.
And they're just going.
Every night.
They're not working. I mean, what are they? They don't have anything to do besides smoke pot and protest?
Every night for the last 2 months, they're out there protesting. And yeah, I think some of it may be that they don't have jobs to go to.
Maybe. But they're not just protesting. They're wreaking havoc.
They are. I was listening. I found a new YouTube channel that I like. It's a guy called the Donut Operator.
Oh, yeah. That was okay.
He's an ex-cop.
Right.
And he was talking about Portland. And I didn't really know a lot about what was going on because I don't watch the news.
You get all your news from me.
You or CNN.
And then you second guess everything I say.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, I was listening to him. So free plug for Donut Operator. He's on YouTube. And he was breaking it down from a cop's point of view. And he said, well, here's the thing. The federal whatever federal agents that are out there now, they're protecting the federal buildings, and that's mostly at night. Because people protest normally during the day, aside from the night that the woman dressed, stripped down to no clothes, and then went out and sat in front of the federal agents completely naked and spread her legs. Did you hear about that?
I did not, but you need that to look sounds at like that. Some sort of porn you were watching.
It was not porn.
Uh-huh. It sounds like porn.
They're calling her Athena or something like that, but she's stripped down completely nude.
And spread her legs for the cops.
Spread her legs in front of the federal agents.
Why?
To see what they do. I think they should have shot a pepper ball in her snatch.
Ow. Somebody would have had to have been a really good shot unless she
yeah,
had a really
crack shot.
Yeah.
A crack shot.
Literally.
No question. But no, the reason why the federal agents are there is to protect the federal buildings.
Which they should be. That
and
is
they're
their job.
Trying to do that. And there's a lot of Antifa out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really aggressive. I mean,
what?
Yeah, they're insane.
Oh, and they must be right wing then too, right?
No, they're, I don't know what they are.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I think they were like some branch of the Republicans.
I'm pretty sure they're not anything to do with us.
But yeah, they're, it's really aggressive.
There's breaking news. There's bad people everywhere. Just so you know.
Mostly on the right side though.
Continue.
Anyway, so the protesters are out of control. And he explained why the federal agents are there and, you know, why they're driving unmarked cars and the whole ball of wax. I'm not going to get into it. It's not very funny. It's not really my format. So if you'd like to find out and educate yourself about the federal agents and what's going on in Portland, either do one of two things. Well, you actually should do both of these things. Go to the Donut Operator on YouTube and listen to, look at his videos. And then if you want the left perspective, like the way left, listen to Michael Moore's podcast.
No.
Why not? Because he's way left. And he has protesters on his show 3 times a week.
I can't even sit through one of his movies from, you know. Well, I had to. I lost a bet. You made me sit through a movie.
On my birthday, no less. And that was super fun.
It was the worst thing I have done in a long time. That Coke I drink here was pretty bad, but
right.
I would compare it to that. It was horrible. He is definitely out of his mind.
So the name of Michael Moore's podcast is called...
No,
it's called
we're not, no.
Rumble.
La,
this
la,
is
la,
my
la,
show.
La.
This is not Fox and Friends. This is not Sean Hannity Reports. This is Wisecracking with Winter. Michael Moore's show is called Rumble. And to hear the other side is Donut Operator. So there, I'm right. I'm being fair, right?
Yeah. Is Donut Operator that far right, though?
No, he's just a
right.
pretty level.
He's just a police officer.
Well, he was.
Without an agenda.
He's not anymore.
Right, but he doesn't have an agenda.
He's pro-cop. Obviously.
Well, that's because that's a job, not a... It's not what he is.
It is what he is. I don't think he ever stopped being a cop.
Okay.
You can quit doing the job, but I don't think he ever stopped being a cop.
It is his occupation.
Not anymore.
It was his occupation. Let's do something funny.
You want to do something funny?
Yeah, what are we going to do?
We can either call Victor in Great Neck, who I understand is a doctor.
Oh, when did he get his doctor degree?
I don't know. He sent me an email today saying, hey, it's Victor. I haven't spoke to you in a long time. It would be nice if you gave me a call. I'd like to talk about the pandemic and what we need to do, especially in my neighborhood.
Hmm. Okay.
So we can do that, or we can give you a sci-fi test to test your general knowledge of science fiction. Because I know how much you love it.
Yeah.
And you always say you don't know anything.
I don't.
About science fiction. I thought I'd give you a general knowledge test.
Well, that should be super fun.
Yes. And find out just how much you do or don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So which do you want to do first?
I think we should call Victor. I would like to call hear
Victor?
From him.
Okay, let's get Victor on the phone. Hold on.
All right.
I just went ahead and I cut out the ringing of the phone because nobody needs to hear that. So we got Victor from Great Neck, New York on. Victor, you're on.
Hey, Victor.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. I guess congratulations are in order. You got your official MD degree.
Where did you get that from, Victor?
I got that from the University of Facebook.
Oh.
The University of Facebook.
Wow. University of Facebook. So let me tell you about that.
All right, explain it.
It was really, really cool, man. So what you do is you just go through and you read a whole bunch of posts on medical stuff on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
And you just read through them all. You do a bunch of research, and then you write this thesis.
You write a thesis? How long does it have to be?
Oh, man, it's like a 100-page thesis.
Wow.
Man, it took me at least 3 days.
Did you have to, like, write it out with, like, a pencil and paper?
I'm never going to get back.
Or could you type it out?
No, it had to be in pencil and paper, man.
Okay, all right.
Because what you had to do was you had to send this to Facebook. And they don't want to read out type stuff. They read that stuff all the time.
Right.
You know?
This sounds made up.
Oh, no, man. I tell you, I will send you a picture. I got a diploma, man.
That's ridiculous.
A diploma. You know who signed it?
Santa Claus? Who signed it?
No, man. What's that guy's name that runs Facebook?
Zuckerberg?
Let me look at the diploma. Zuckerberg, man.
Mark Zuckerberg?
In pen.
Is it Mark? Wow.
It's a real
Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg.
With a real pen?
Mark? Yes, in pen.
Was it spelled correctly?
No.
Oh.
No. But, I mean, that guy didn't finish college, right?
That's so, true. I mean,
he didn't.
We're not even sure he can actually write his name correctly. You know what I mean?
That is true. And he gave you a diploma.
So, I mean, you wouldn't expect it to be written correctly. So that's how you know it's real.
So what does your diploma say? What is your title now, Victor?
I am a doctor of
epidemiology?
Yes.
Wow.
That's it, man. Wow. How did you know that?
I just took a stab in the dark because there's a lot of people out there that think they're an epidemiologist because they read a lot of Facebook posts. So,
right, no. But you took it a step further. Man, I have a diploma, man. I'm telling you.
That's bananas.
So what are you doing with this now, Victor?
I'm just posting on Facebook telling people what to do. Isn't that what you do with that degree?
Don't we have Fauci for that?
No, man. Fauci, he's a fake, man. Come
he's
on.
He's a fake.
He's a fake. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Does he have a Facebook diploma?
I don't think so. I think he got his from, like, Princeton or something. I mean, that's BS.
Right.
Who would want to go there when you can get a degree from Facebook, man?
In, like, three days.
Come on.
You didn't have to go watch any conspiracy videos on YouTube? Just Facebook posts?
Did I have to?
Well, like, for extra credit, did you have to go to YouTube and watch any conspiracy, like, plandemic stuff?
I didn't have to, but why wouldn't you?
Well, right. That's true.
I mean, come on.
Okay, so you're now the new voice of reason for America instead of Fauci. So what are you recommending we as a country do? I mean, why don't we start small? So you've got Florida. How do you fix that?
Masks. All mm-hmm. the time. Sleeping, showering, masks.
Sleeping?
Always masks.
How about eating? How do they do that?
Eating?
Yeah.
But you don't need to eat.
Oh.
Wear your mask.
Yeah. Huh.
So you're not anti-mask at all. You're overuse the masks.
We could puree food and they could have it through a straw.
Except when you shouldn't use a mask.
When shouldn't you?
You should never use a mask.
Oh.
Like when?
Like never. I mean, what good does a mask do you?
Do you feel that it infringes on your civil liberties?
Oh, there's no doubt about that. You know, if I should be able to infect as many people as I want with COVID.
Oh.
That's my right.
And so tell me then, is COVID killing people or not killing people?
That's a tricky question.
Okay.
You know, it's killing some people, but it's not killing everybody.
Okay, well, that's good, I guess.
Well, you know, it depends who you ask. I mean, really, it's only killing old people.
Right.
What about all the young people that got it now?
Oh, they're fine.
That's not COVID-19?
It's COVID-19, but they're fine. Oh. They'll recover.
Right.
I mean, it's just killing old people. Old people are going to die anyway.
Old people and people with compromised immune systems, they're the ones that are going to die?
Well, I mean, they're already compromised. You said it yourself. They're already compromised.
That's true.
Okay. So,
So wait, let me confirm.
Okay, I'll let you take this.
No, yeah.
What's up, old man hands?
Hey. I just wanted to confirm. So, with your medical background now, you believe that it's not a big deal. I just want to confirm.
Okay. So, what I'm saying is you should wear a mask, except when you shouldn't.
Okay.
Okay?
Should you wear a mask to the baseball game?
You shouldn't worry about getting it unless you have it.
Oh, you should.
Does that make sense?
Say that again for us.
Okay. So I want you to wear a mask except when you shouldn't. Don't worry about getting it unless you have it. And you'll be fine.
Oh, okay.
It's simple. I mean, really. I mean, it's just common sense. I mean, I can't believe you guys need me to tell you this.
I really think that maybe we should have him on more often. He makes complete sense. He could be our new medical commentary.
Well, now that he's got a degree, I don't see why not.
Well, right.
Are you working on a vaccine, Victor?
Yes, actually. We are working on one. Bill Gates. I've been in contact with Bill Gates. Bill Gates and I are working on a vaccine.
Like the Bill Gates of Microsoft?
The Bill Gates, yes. Bill Gates.
Okay, and what's that all about?
Well, I mean, you think it's kind of funny because Bill Gates, I mean, what's he doing with a vaccine, you know?
Right.
But he's just adding some technical stuff to it, you know? We're doing the legwork on the actual vaccine. He's just adding some stuff that you really don't need to be concerned about.
A few added extras.
Hi. A few added extras, yes.
We're all friends here, Victor. Why don't you tell us what kind of added extras?
Well, there may or may not be a tracker sort of device that's associated with it, you know?
A tracker?
Yeah, it's all for your own good, though.
Aren't we already carrying around tracking devices in our phones?
Well, yes, but, you know, some people put their phones down sometimes. He needs to know what's going on all the time.
Oh.
So it's nothing to worry about.
Okay.
It's for your own good. It's for your own good. It's just, you know, to keep track of you and make sure you're doing what you should be doing and you're not getting in trouble. So it's nothing to worry about.
So I guess the end justifies the means. As long as there's a vaccine, who cares if Microsoft knows where I'm going all the time?
Exactly. And what you're saying and who you're talking to and whether you're talking bad about Microsoft or not. I mean, that may or may not be an issue. I don't know.
That's a lot to digest. That's a lot to unpack.
You know, I do have one more question for Victor.
Okay.
The last time we talked to Victor, he was partying with his...
What is the sucking sound?
I want to know who's there with Victor.
What is that? Is that some sort of COVID-19 preventative maintenance inhaler?
It's an inhaler. Yes, yes. Yes. I actually am already testing the vaccine out. That's all you need to know.
He's smoking pot. Is that the vaccine, Victor?
Well, that may or may not help. I'm not saying it doesn't help.
So my question, Victor, was the last time we talked to you, you were hanging out in your neighborhood in Great Neck with your neighbors.
Yes.
So how many of your neighbors have had COVID now?
Oh, we all have.
Oh, okay.
Everybody's had it. Did you have a COVID-19 party? Oh, you did.
We had a COVID-19 party. Yep. We made out a little bit. It's all good.
Oh.
I mean, what?
Huh?
What?
And of course, you made that recommendation after you got your degree from Facebook, right?
Of course. Yes. COVID-19 parties are a must.
Oh.
A must. The more we can spread this around, the more people that are going to go, they're going to get sick. It it's like Bill Gates says, a little bit of population control doesn't hurt anything.
Oh,
then Bill why Gates are you bothering with a vaccine?
What did I say?
Why are you bothering with a vaccine for it? It
makes people feel good.
Oh, I see.
And it
may or may not work, Mr. Winter. It may or may not work.
Well, I'm on pins and needles. I can't wait to find out.
Do you have any other info for us?
Don't try it. You won't know if you don't try it. That's all I have to say.
Well, Victor, do you have anything else to add while you've got the stage? You got the floor.
No, man. I just want everybody out there to stay safe. Stay safe. Get the vaccine. It'll be good for you.
Thank you so much.
May or may not put any money in my pocket.
Oh. There we go.
Okay. Well, thank you, Victor, for your time and your expertise. We appreciate it here on the program.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right, man. You stay up. Later.
Bye.
Well, that was interesting.
That was interesting.
Yeah, I'm not so sure he's telling the truth.
Well, yeah, I don't know. You know, there's other people who have their Facebook degrees, so maybe he does.
I think it's time you took a sci-fi test. Are you ready? Let's take a sci-fi test.
Do you have a theme song for that?
I do. Hold on. Oh. Here, I found this.
What is this?
Well, this is question number one on your sci-fi test. What movie is this from?
Spaceballs?
No.
Oh. I've never heard it, ever.
You've never heard this?
No, but it would put me to sleep.
Oh. Well, that's the theme from the new Star Trek movies.
There are new Star Trek movies?
Yes. Yeah, they made a few.
Like real movies? I thought that was just a TV show.
No, they made like real movies.
I thought those were Star Wars. I thought Star Trek was TV and Star Wars was movie.
No,
that sounds like a lullaby. This is going to put me to sleep. Are you having a hard time over there?
Sort of. Okay, do you recognize this one?
Yes.
What is this from?
This is from Star Wars.
Okay.
And the reason I know is because we played it in band when I was in high school.
That's super cool.
I know.
Band is the coolest.
Well, you know, I mean,
I get it all. You make fun of sci-fi people, but...
I was a cheerleader. I was in band. I did it all.
It's time now to test Victoria's sci-fi knowledge. She claims to have absolutely no knowledge of anything sci-fi, and now we will find out the truth.
But I just got one question right.
You did get one right.
Yeah, what do I get if I win this?
What do you get?
Mm-hmm.
You get a day off from cleaning the house. How about that?
Yay!
That's pretty
good. So that I can go home and clean my own.
Exactly.
Great.
Okay, so here we go. Question number one.
Okay, I'm ready. Hold on. Let me mentally prepare. May the force be with me.
Yeah, always.
Uh-huh.
Which character speaks the first line in the original 1977 Star Wars movie?
R2-D2 is a character on there, right? Maybe that was him?
It was not R2-D2.
Oh.
We're looking for C-3PO.
Oh my gosh, well, aren't they friends or something?
Yes, they're very good friends.
Well, so see? It was close.
Captain James Kirk is the most famous captain of the USS Enterprise in Star Trek. But who had the job before him in the TV series?
Okay, so Captain Kirk is the dude who wears the banana clip over his eyes, right?
No.
Oh.
That's... Star Trek The Next Generation.
Oh.
Captain Kirk.
Yeah.
Shatner. Right?
That's, like, yeah. William. Who? He's the old guy. William Shatner.
Okay. Who was the captain of the Enterprise before him?
I think he was the first, right?
No. We were looking for Captain Christopher Pike.
Never heard of him. Never heard of him. Are you sure you're telling the truth? Because I've never heard his name mentioned ever.
Okay, here's an easy one.
Okay.
When Doctor Who came back...
Wait, time out. Where's my buzzer? How come I don't get dings and buzzers?
I'll add that later.
Oh my gosh.
When Doctor Who came back to TV in 2005...
I thought he was on in the 70s.
I think it was, yeah.
Okay.
It filmed under a secret code name.
What?
What was that code name?
Why would it film under a code name? These people are such nerds. Seriously.
You were the one in band.
Yeah.
And flag line, right?
And a cheerleader and a dancer. And, you know, I did it all.
I know.
Because I'm cool.
You want to take a guess what the code name was?
Code name was Future Nose Pickers.
It was codenamed Torchwood, duh.
What? Seriously, why does there have to be a code name for a show?
I don't know. So the people wouldn't find out about it, the super fans. And
are there real super fans for Doctor Who 2005? Besides our friend SPS?
I guess. I don't know.
Huh.
Which animated cartoon scientist catchphrase is Wubba Lubba Dub Dub? Your kid watches this.
My kid watches Wubba Lubba Dub Dub? Which kid?
Your son. Shocking, I know. The music even went along with it.
It did. Magic School Bus.
Rick and Morty.
Is that a sci-fi show, too?
It's a cartoon.
I know, but is it a sci-fi cartoon?
Sort of, I guess. I never watched it.
Oh, okay, great.
Which of these four Marvel movie characters was not recast in a later film? Was it Red Skull, General Thunderbolt Ross, Bruce Banner, a.k.a. the Hulk, James Rhodes, a.k.a. War Machine? So, which one was not recast?
The only one I've ever heard of is the Hulk.
Let's see if you're right.
He's the only one that I know.
No, we were looking for General Thunderbolt Ross, played by William Hurt all the way through.
Okay.
Okay, these are pretty hard.
These are dumb.
What is the superhero alter ego of the character Billy Batson?
What? Seriously, nobody in their right mind knows this shit.
You're like my dad when I was doing the movie thing with him last show. You didn't know any of them.
Well, I didn't know any of those movies either. Most people didn't, because nobody watched them because they were bad movies. Just like this stuff is stupid, too.
We were, of course, looking for Shazam.
Oh, he's the dude with the red with the yellow bolt on him.
Yeah, that's who it is.
Look at me. I'm so smart.
Yeah, you knew who that was.
I did.
Here's an easy one.
Okay.
In the BBC TV series Merlin.
Never heard of it.
Who played Merlin? Who played Merlin?
Gumby. What? Not Gumby. Who's the dude, Mr. Beans or whatever? That's the only English person
Mr.
I know.
Mr. Beans? Oh, we were looking for Colin Morgan.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Well, then why'd you say it was easy?
Okay, here's one.
Uh-huh.
In Game of Thrones, what is the name of Westeros' capital city?
I've never seen Game of Thrones. The...
You've never watched Game of Thrones?
No!
What are you talking about? Everybody watched Game of Thrones.
I've never watched it.
Ugh.
I know. It's called The Capital.
The Capital is what you're going with?
I am.
I'm sorry, but you're wrong. We were looking for King's Landing, of course.
Did you know that, or did you have to look?
Actually,
you didn't know it.
Used to know that, no. But no. I haven't watched the show in a while, so.
Oh, so you never really knew it.
I know, I did know it when I watched it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, 9.
Wait, what was? How many of these are there?
75 questions.
Can you get me another drink?
No, there's only 20.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Question 9.
Mm-hmm.
What was Hermione's original surname in J.K. Rowling's early notes for the Harry Potter books? What was her surname?
I've never read any of the Harry Potter books.
Oh, come on. You never even looked at one of them?
No. I bought them for my son. I've never seen any of the movies either.
Okay. Her surname was,
Smith.
Of course, Puckle.
Of course.
Puckle.
That's, yeah. Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
Oh.
10. Name one of the sci-fi author Isaac Asimov's 3 rules of robotics.
Huh?
Name one of sci-fi author Isaac Asimov's Three Rules of Robotics, as seen in the movie I, Robot, starring Will Smith. Name one rule.
The robot can't watch people undress unless it's videotaped.
I'm reading the three of them, and there's that's not on there. I'm sorry, you were wrong again. Okay, 11.
Wait, are you going to tell us what any of the rules are?
You really want to hear them?
Well, the people at home may want to see if they're right.
Okay, first law.
Make them short, condensed, please.
A robot may not injure a human being. Second law, a robot must obey the orders given to it by a human being.
So that was right then. I said he can't watch me undress.
Oh. Third law, a robot must protect its own existence.
This is a really lame quiz.
I'm going to skip by some of them.
That's a good idea, because this is
because you're not going to get them. Oh, here's one.
Okay.
Complete the following famous quote from the TV series Lost in Space. Danger.
Oh, my gosh.
Blank, blank.
Will Robinson.
Yes.
Will Robinson. Yay.
You did. You got one right. How about that?
Yeah, you made me watch one episode of that. One.
Okay. Where were Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings movies filmed?
In...
I know this one.
England, somewhere.
England?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're wrong. It was in New Zealand.
Well, that's kind of close.
Not really. Okay, here's an easy one.
Uh-huh.
In 2001, A Space Odyssey...
Never seen it.
You've never seen that?
No. Why are you rolling your eyes?
Did you not go to college? You never tried, like, a little LSD and watched...
Never.
2001?
No, never.
Not saying never I have, it. I just know people.
Mm-hmm.
In 2001, A Space Odyssey, what song does the rogue computer system HAL 9000 sing to himself as he's shut down?
Mary Had a Little Lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. Never wear the
You were close.
A lamb was sure to...
The nursery rhyme, Daisy Bell, bicycle built for two.
Really?
Daisy, Daisy, bicycle built
for two. That's not
how
it goes.
Two.
Give me your answer, too.
Yeah, that's what he sings. It was a nursery rhyme.
Quite crazy over the likes.
Yeah, because it was, you know.
Look at me. I'm halfway right and I didn't even watch it. I just know what nerdy people like.
You're not going to get...
Yeah.
This. Well, we'll try it.
Okay.
In the Batman comics that you used to read as a young woman, Dick Grayson was the first to act as the Caped Crusader's sidekick Robin. His name was Dick Grayson.
Okay.
Can you name just one?
No.
Of the other fictional characters to take on the superhero identity?
Fictional characters.
Yeah, forget that. I don't even know.
Well, yeah.
It was, of course, Jason Todd, Tim Drake, I'm sorry, Stephanie Brown, Damian Wayne.
Stephanie Brown was Robin?
I guess. These are pretty hard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Couldn't we do, like, the sci-fi for beginners?
This questions? Is a beginner question.
Okay.
How old? Was Jedi Master Yoda when he died in Star Wars Return of the Jedi? How old was he?
Yoda? He was old, right?
Hundreds of years old, take a guess.
He was that thing that looked like the ghost on Ghostbusters, right?
Yeah, he looked like Slimer.
Yeah. He was...
Take a guess.
212 years old.
He was around 900 years old.
No. Man, no wonder he looked like crap.
We're getting near the end.
No!
I know.
I would love to do like 50 more of these.
In the film, Jurassic Park.
I've also never seen that.
Are you kidding
me? No.
Not even Jurassic Park?
I've never seen Jurassic
Park.
Oh,
come on.
No, I've never seen it.
Oh, gee whiz. I don't know what to think anymore.
Yeah.
In the film Jurassic Park... What is the name of the island where the park is located?
Jurassic Island?
Final answer?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you're wrong.
Oh, but you don't know what it is either? Is
it's
that what you're telling me?
Isla Nubar.
You didn't know that.
You only have two left. You've gotten one right so far.
Okay.
In the Alien movie series, you've seen Alien, right?
No.
The horror movie Alien?
I think I've seen the part where the alien comes out of her stomach, but that's the only part I saw.
So you've... Okay.
I saw the alien come out of what's-her-name's stomach.
Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah, but didn't she have short hair or something?
She did in the second one.
Oh, then I've seen the second one.
That's the best one. Okay.
Okay.
In the Alien movie series, what is the name of Ellen Ripley's pet cat?
Pussy.
Pussy?
Mm-hmm. You don't know either. Tell me what it is.
No, actually, I did know. It was Jonesy.
You did not know.
I do remember that. Yeah, Jonesy.
After you looked at the answer, you know.
Well, I want to make sure I'm right.
Uh-huh. I wish you would do that in real life, too.
I'm going to save the easiest question for last.
Okay. Which means this is the last question.
It is the very last question.
Can we celebrate?
We can.
Okay, let's do this.
What exactly is Deep Space Nine in the television series Star Trek Deep Space Nine?
Are you kidding me?
What is Deep Space Nine? Take your time.
Yeah. It is the ninth deep space.
I'm going to give you a second guess.
Yeah.
That's not what Deep Space Nine is.
It is the ninth planet.
The ninth planet.
Sure.
It was a space station.
Oh.
You flunked the sci-fi test.
Does that mean I don't get my nerd stripes?
I guess not.
Oh.
You really don't know anything about science fiction.
I know nothing about science fiction. But you know what we're going to do next time?
What's that? Do it topless?
I thought that was a prerequisite every time I did this.
Okay. Hmm. No.
The next time, I'm going to give you a chick flick quiz.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Not.
It'll be easier.
Said no one ever.
Really? Because I can tell you that they're easier to watch than this ridiculousness.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So next time I'm on, we're doing a chick flick quiz. You need to write that down in your little notebook.
So I'll write it down after the show is completed.
You won't remember. And then I'm going to
remember. You know what we need to do?
What do we need to do?
You need to do the spot for Paul Lambie over at Carpenter Realty.
Oh.
Here's some sci-fi music.
Yeah. So, if you just got done watching some stupid sci-fi movie and your wife kicks you out of the house because she's so tired of it, and you decide the only place to find losers just like you is in Indiana, then you should look up our friend Paul. Paul Lambie.
You know Paul Lambie. Where's he at? He's just down the street where?
He's at Carpenter Realty. And he loves the sci-fi crap too. So, you guys can talk about Star Trek versus Star Wars and the dude who wears banana clips on his eyes. You can talk about some big space station that goes up in the sky and blows up, but everybody is safe. You can figure out where Deep Space Nine is together. And then he can find you a small little house because you're not going to have any friends come over anyway. That's Paul Lambie, and he definitely can help you.
How do you find Paul Lambie?
Well, you can find him over on the web, Carpenter Realty. I don't know. I mean, really, if you're watching all sorts of sci-fi, just pull up your computer. You know, you've got a giant one over there in your bedroom because nobody visits your bedroom. pull up Paul Lambie over at Carpenter Realty. You can just click on it and you can call him. He'll be right there for you.
Very nice.
Or you can always look on the podcast. His link will always be on there.
You're on a roll. Why don't you talk for a minute about Evolve Entertainment?
Oh, well, Evolve Entertainment, those people don't watch sci-fi because they don't have time to watch sci-fi because all they do is work for you. We do things like music, DJ. We can perform weddings. We have balloon artists and magicians and a photographer. And once the whole COVID-19 thing is over, then we'll be ready to do some parties again that will not involve sci-fi. And from what it sounds from our friend, medical doctor Victor.
Yeah, it's going to be over soon.
We should be able to do it soon. Or if you want to throw a COVID party, we'll be masked up. But we could always help you out.
How do they find Evolve Entertainment?
Well, Evolve Entertainment is on Facebook. We have a Facebook like page, Evolve MN. Evolve Entertainment MN.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to look for it. Should I wrap this show up and talk about what I learned?
Ugh. Did you learn anything?
What did I learn? I've learned almost so much I've unlearned it.
Ugh.
Put it that way.
Yeah.
I've learned that we've got somebody working on the cure. And you don't necessarily have to go to college anymore to get a degree.
That's true.
You just have to read a lot of Facebook posts, put together a senior thesis.
And I'm wondering if he actually did it in crayon.
And send it off to Mark Zuckerberg. How simple is that?
I'm impressed.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I've learned that we talked a lot about masks at the beginning of the show, and I've already learned this. And if don't be a cockroach out there. Do not be a cockroach and not wear a mask. Wear your mask. Be a good patriot. Be a good American. Think about what they did in World War II to get through that mess. Women went to the factories. You had, what was she called?
Riveter. Rosie the Riveter.
Rosie the Riveter, exactly. All the women went to college, or not to college. Well, they did eventually. But they went into the factories, and they got the job done. They got all that stuff built. All the men went off to war. All we're asking for this...
couple months of masks.
Different kind of war. Wear a mask. Just wear a stupid mask if you're going out.
You know what?
If
you're that against a mask, find a mask that says Biden for president or that says I don't want to wear a mask. Wear it. Then you can have a walking billboard. You're good to go.
Yeah, you can make it fun, right?
That's right.
Right. What else did I learn? I learned that if you want to learn anything about COVID-19 and what's going on, you probably want to stay away from Fox News.
Ugh, or CNN, or MSN, or anything other than your local news. Don't listen to Anderson Cooper.
Don't go on YouTube to learn your news. Don't be a cockroach and do that. Pick one of the media outlets that you feel like is neutral and get some real information. What else did I learn?
You learned that I know nothing about sci-fi.
Yeah, your sci-fi kung fu is not strong.
It is not.
Yeah, we learned that. Did I really learn anything else?
I don't think you ever really learn anything. It goes in one ear and out the other.
In one ear and out the other. Well, hey, I've learned that if more people went to, if are listening to this show on Apple, would review the show and give me a 5-star, including you, Victoria, who has never done it.
Yeah.
It would help the show out. I've learned that.
I will do it as soon as you let me go home.
Please, if you'd like to help the show and you want to do me a solid, go on Apple and give me a nice review.
And talk about how well he can talk.
Right. Talk about what
He's a
great a
good
orator
tagging.
I am.
Uh-huh.
And if you'd like to donate to the show, you can head on over to Ko-fi. That's ko-fi.com/wisecracking.
Question, have you ever gotten a donation?
I have. Okay. Yes, I have.
Good.
So.
From someone other than your daddy?
Yes. Okay. My dad wouldn't give me a damn dime for this show.
That's true.
Also, if you'd like to reach out to me, you can get a hold of me on every social media outlet that's out there. All of them, except for Snapchat. I don't get that.
Yeah, but maybe we'll create that one of these days.
Yeah, maybe or maybe not. I mean, I'm already on Twitter. I'm on the Facebook.
Yeah, you're on Twitter all the time.
I'm on the Instagram. Reach out to me if you got ideas for the show or you want to ask a question. Maybe you need love advice and you want Victoria to help you.
Yes. I would love to.
Lots of lonely hearts out there.
Mm-hmm.
Reach out to the show if you have a question for Victoria about your relationship, and we'll answer it on the show. How about that?
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
Or if you just have a question, period, send it over. It's about time for another mailbag show.
Yeah, we need another. Yeah, the mailbag's a little light. We burned through a lot of it last time, so we need more viewer or listener.
Especially now that I know it's there and I'm checking it once in a while.
For Rizzle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can we wrap this up now?
Yes.
I want to go to bed.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, thanks for listening. Have a great night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.